Is a mural still a mural if it's not on a wall? Angela Ortiz thinks so. She likes the idea that people can literally step on her images as they walk through public squares. In the process, they can follow a story about immigrant life that's not always visible. Her latest work, Separated Families, is part of the citywide mural arts project Open Source, as WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports.
For the past month, mural artist Michelangelo Ortiz has been painting stories of Mexican and Central American families around Philadelphia in the places where they live, work, and interact with authorities. Today, the cycle is being completed with a statement from one immigrant painted right on the street in front of the ICE building at 16th and Calo Hill. It's here where Immigration and Customs Enforcement decides who gets deported. The message painted by Ortiz and people from the immigrant activist group Juntos says,
"We are human beings, risking our lives for our families and our future.
My intention as an artist is, most importantly, is,"
says Ortiz,
"to present an image that sparks dialogue, but also gets people thinking, that creates awareness, that creates consciousness about these issues, that we begin to want to know more. We begin to see the mother in Maria and not her as another number and statistic."
Michelangela Ortiz starts her graphic narrative with an enormous compass painted on City Hall's courtyard. And at the center of it is a portrait of Maria and her daughter. It's the first of a series of five murals that map the lives of families pulled apart by deportations. Each mural centers on one particular story. Maria's is adorned with the words from a letter from Mexico from her deported husband. "Eres mi todo," he writes. "You are my everything." To give voice to her mural, Ortiz recorded Maria telling her story.
Y es algo muy difícil porque no me puedo ir y dejar aquí una parte de mí.
It's something very difficult because I can't return to my country and leave a part of me here and leave to be with my husband and the children.
The compass, Ortiz says,
serves as a symbol and as a metaphor of looking for a new direction, trying to find a new life, trying to see what happens to your life, which direction do you go when you are affected by deportation or a loved one or a family member has been deported.
Outside City Hall in Love Park, a painting of an enormous gold necklace enlivens the walkway. It was a present from Suyapa's oldest daughter she left behind in Honduras. She says it was a painful decision crossing the border, only bringing her two young daughters to remove them from the daily violence in her country.
When you leave and you leave your children, they change, but you do not change. There are people that try to fill their heads and tell them that your mother left because she doesn't love you. Your mother left because she doesn't care for you and so many things.
And she talks about in her story, not only just what happens to love when you leave or are forced to leave, but also she talks about her own journey. Fleeing violence in Honduras, being caught at the border in Texas, and what she saw within these detention centers.
Michelangela Ortiz is a visual narrator, and each work in this project is also meant to be seen from a distance, captured from above, as an aerial view. Since she started painting in her characteristic realistic portraiture, most of her wall murals have illustrated the richness of immigrant cultures, and also the fears and hopes of immigrant life. What worries her the most now are the journeys of families separated by deportation. To understand the trauma of the journey, you just have to look at the recent rivers of migrants in Europe escaping repression. Or, Ortiz says, you have to put yourself in the migrant's place.
Think about one day, you having to get up and leave everything you know, everything you love, leave behind a child that's 4 months, and know that you won't see her for maybe 10, 16 years. And the amount of sacrifice that you're basically taking, and also risking your life to cross in any way possible, because there's no other solution. There's no other way.
separated families, Michelangelo Ortiz's five street murals, will remain in place until rain or car and people traffic will eventually erase them. She hopes the stories they illustrate will linger on. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.